As a child, I imaginatively inhabited books I had read, identifying with the characters. At about 12 years of age, constrained and frustrated in the way adolescents often are, I became obsessed by Wuthering Heights. But the first novel to have a powerful impact on my adult self was Middlemarch. And the passage that most affected me is an unromantic one. Disappointed in love, the heroine Dorothea has passed a miserable night. In the dawn, she looks out from the window of her comfortable home onto less fortunate lives. On the road, there was a man with a bundle on his back and a woman carrying her baby. In the field, she could see figures moving, perhaps the shepherd with his dog. Far off in the bending sky was the pearly light, and she felt the largeness of the world and the manifold wakings of men to labour and endurance. She was a part of that involuntary, palpitating life. I can't think of anything from literature more dismissive of self-pity than those words. The largeness of the world and the manifold wakings of men to labour and endurance. They are as true and relevant now as they were in 1871. We are still part of this involuntary, palpitating life. Each time I return to Middlemarch, I find it has changed. On first reading, it was the story of Dorothea. Nowadays, she has to share my interest with less glamorous characters. It's partly because I'm ageing, partly because Eliot persistently directs and educates my sympathies. Much later, I discovered Tolstoy's The Death of Ivan Illich. Smug and materialistic, Illich falls from a ladder and sustains an internal injury, symbolic of his inner corruption. The injury worsens, death approaches. As family and friends prove themselves shallow and self-centred, he is forced to relinquish his illusions about them, about the value of his life, and about his own privileged uniqueness. Tolstoy nails the childish, narcissistic defences we construct against death. All his life, the syllogism that he had learned from Kiesewetter's logic, Julius Caesar is a man, men are mortal, therefore Caesar is mortal, had always seemed to him to be true only when it applied to Caesar. Certainly not to him. There was Caesar the man, and man in general, and it was fair enough for them. But he wasn't Caesar the man, and he wasn't man in general. He had always been a special being, totally different from all others. Illich's denial persists, occasionally pierced by terrifying insights, until he has only a few days left. As a study of our addiction to illusions, this is about as universal a story as one could find. Its terrible power arises from its grappling with one of our strongest taboos. If anything, we are more frightened of death now than we were in the 19th century. The book dwarfs most of our daily preoccupations. Despite not sharing Tolstoy's religious faith, I experience a sense of liberation each time I read it.